This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Vibaha Panchami festival being celebrated paying homage to Sri Ramchandra and Sita. International conference on Nepal's reconstruction commences in Kathmandu from today. And US President Joe Biden warns Russian President Putin of strong measures amid Ukraine invasion fears. Now, the news in detail. The Vibaha Panchami festival is being celebrated throughout the country today by worshipping and paying homage to Sri Ramchandra and Sita. According to lunar calendar, Vibaha Panchami is observed on Marga Shukla Panchami, the waxing phase of the moon, to mark the auspicious day of the wedding anniversary of Princess Sita of Janakpur and Prince Ram of Ayodhya. It commemorates the wedding that took place in Treta Yuga. A big religious fair is held in Janakpur Dham on the occasion of Sitaram's wedding. Visitors from Nepal and India have been worshipping at the Janaki temple in Janakpur Dham since this morning. In a message of best wishes on the occasion of Vibaha Panchami festival, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has wished that the festival will inspire all Nepalese to further strengthen the spirit of great national unity. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has extended best wishes to all brothers and sisters at home and abroad on the occasion of Vibaha Panchami festival. In a message of best wishes, Prime Minister Deoba said that one can explore an exemplary sense of truth, good conduct, discipline, duty and social justice from the life of Lord Ram and Sita, which is also a source of inspiration for us. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has stressed the need to take forward the South Asian Association for Regional Cooperation process with a progressive perspective, giving her best wishes to SAARC member countries and their people on the occasion of 37th Establishment Day of SAARC. Prime Minister Deoba said that 19th SAARC summit has to be organized as soon as possible. Prime Minister Deoba said SAARC countries should address the challenges caused by the COVID-19 pandemic and show unified efforts for sustainable rehabilitation. An international conference organized by the National Reconstruction Authority on Nepal's reconstruction has started in Kathmandu from today. The conference was inaugurated by President Vidyadevi Bhandari at Hyatt Hotel. Indian, Chinese and US ambassadors to Nepal, among others, were also present in the conference. Addressing the inaugural session of the conference, President Vidyadevi Bhandari urged all to make the country safe from disasters. The president also thanked the international countries for their assistance in reconstruction and rehabilitation. Chief Executive Officer of the National Reconstruction Authority, Sushil Gewali, said that international conference was organized to share experiences to the national and international communities Nepal had gained in reconstruction and rehabilitation after the earthquake with the help of all the countries and stakeholders. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Devendra Paudel shared that preparation was underway to enforce the Study with Earning program in schools. In his address in a program organized in Nawalpur Kawasati, Minister Paudel informed that groundwork was being carried out to implement the program to link education with learning and learning with production. He claimed that the program implementation would encourage students to engage in entrepreneurship from adolescence. The Nepali Congress has made public the preliminary name list of representatives for its 14th General Convention that is scheduled to kick off on coming Friday in Kathmandu. The representatives will elect the party central leadership. The name list, comprising a total of 4,319 representatives, has been put on the party website by the Party Central Election Committee. More than 4,700 General Convention representatives are expected to attend the party's mega event. The official name list of General Convention representatives will be made public next Friday, as per the electoral calendar determined by the committee. A school in Baitari has been closed for a second time following the detection of a COVID-19 case. A 10th grader at the Bhumeswar Secondary School at Patan Municipality 4 was tested positive for COVID-19 on December 3rd, prompting the school to shut for 3 days, beginning from December 5th. As of date, the school has reported 4 active cases of COVID-19 and all the cases are from Patan Municipality. People in the district have been urged to take safety measures against the virus in the aftermath of the detection of Omicron variant in neighbouring India. So far, the district in the Sudhir Paschim province has reported 18 deaths from COVID-19. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of the Province 1. And the division forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province 1 and Province 2 and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces tonight. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. A World Health Organization WHO official has said existing vaccines should still protect people who contract the Omicron variant from severe COVID cases. It comes as the first lab test of the new variant in South Africa suggests it can partially evade the Pfizer jab. Researchers say there was a very large drop in how well the vaccine's antibodies neutralized the new strain. But the WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan said there was no sign Omicron would be better at evading vaccines other than variants. The United States says it is preparing robust responses over the fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine after President Biden's rare talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a video link, Mr. Biden voiced deep concern over Russian troops' buildups and threatened strong economic and other measures. Russia says it will not attack Ukraine. Mr. Putin accused Kiev of provocation and sought guarantees against eastward NATO expansion and deployment of offensive weapons close to Russia. Video footage of the opening moment showed friendly greetings between the US and Russian leaders. Then talks continued behind closed doors, lasting about 2 hours. Australia has said it will join the United States in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in China. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said the decision was in response to human rights abuses in China's Xinjiang province and many other issues that Australia has consistently raised. He accused China of rejecting opportunities to improve relations, insisting Australia remained open to bilateral talks. China has condemned the US announcement and threatened to retaliate without giving further details. At a media briefing on Tuesday, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian accused the US of violating political neutrality in sports and said the proposed boycott was based on lies and rumors. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vibaha Panchami festival being celebrated paying homage to Sri Ramchandra and Sita. International conference on Nepal's reconstruction commences in Kathmandu from today. And U.S. President Biden warns Russian President Putin of strong measures amid Ukraine invasion fears. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.